Psalms about the Lord's Advent or Coming, Week 2, Day 1, Yehovah anoints his son to be king. Psalm 2. Why do the nations fume and the peoples meditate on emptiness? The kings of the earth stood forth and the rulers consulted together against Yehovah and against his anointed, saying, "Let us pull off their bonds and cast away from us their ropes." He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his anger, and in his fierceness vex them. But I have anointed my king upon Zion, the mountain of my holiness. I will declare the statute. Yehovah has said to me, "Thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give the nations for thine inheritance, and for thy possession the ends of the earth. Thou shalt break them up with a scepter of iron. As a vessel of a potter, thou shalt scatter them. And now, O ye kings, have intelligence. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve Yehovah with fear, and rejoice with quivering. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. For his anger will burn shortly. Happy are all they who confide in him." In the summary of the spiritual sense of this psalm, it says, for the first two verses, those who should be in the truths and goods of the church are against the Lord. And the next two verses, but men should separate themselves from these, because they are nothing before the Lord, and they will be destroyed. So that's the church in successive vastation and the church totally vastated. Next, the Lord will put on the human and will establish the church and will disperse the falsities that are from evil. Note well, let them therefore acknowledge and worship the divine human of the Lord, lest they perish. So that's the spiritual sense, the summary of the spiritual sense. And here are some details explaining the words, "But I have anointed my king upon Zion." We read, the anointed of Yehovah here means the Lord in relation to the divine human. In the sense of the letter, this indeed is said about David. But in the word, David means the Lord in relation to divine truth or as king. It is evident also that the Lord's coming and finally the last judgment by him and afterwards his sovereignty over all things of the world are here treated of. And we read in True Christian Religion number 102, here in this psalm, no son from eternity is meant, but the son born in the world. For this is a prophecy about the Lord who was to come. Consequently, it is called a decree or statute which Yehovah declared to David. And in the same psalm, it is said previously, I have anointed my king upon Zion. And further on, I will give to him the nations for an inheritance. Therefore, today does not mean from eternity, but in time. For with Yehovah, the future is present. And then finally, about the words, thou shalt break them up with a scepter of iron, in verse 9. By the iron rod, the Lord is to rule the nations, that is, chastise the evils that are in the natural man. When the spiritual and the natural are conjoined, the Lord chastises the evils and falsities that are in the natural man, and he does this by means of the knowledges of truths and good. But with those with whom the internal and external man are not conjoined, evils and falsities cannot be chastised and scattered, since they receive nothing from heaven through the spiritual man, but all things they receive are from the world. and their rational favors them and supplies confirmations in favor of them. Questions and comments. We can read this psalm thinking of the Lord being the Son of God, the one anointed by Yehovah. How do we interpret the appearance of two gods? Number two, the old doctrine was that God the Father begot a Son from eternity. The heavenly doctrine emphasizes that the Son is the Lord God himself coming into the world at just the right time. The Holy Spirit goes out from our Lord Jesus Christ now that he is glorified. Number three, is it a good thing to be chastised by the Lord's iron rod? That is, by realizing what is true and good, and that our behavior and our thinking needs to change accordingly? Why does the Lord chastise us? Why does it say, lest he be angry?